The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Pick a girl that you like, ask her out. If it works out, date her long distance. If it doesn't work out, be glad for the experience and move on. There's really not much more to it. I feel like you're overcomplicating something because you're adding all of these reasons why, well, I'm in the friend zone, or it's long distance, or I'm afraid, or I like two girls at once, or they're the only girls my age. Like, you're putting all of these extra things on top of it that you don't actually need to put there. You're like Mr. Incredible trying to make it away from the computer to escape, and you keep getting hit with those big black balls that are weighing them down. That's you right now.
You came to the right place, you ding-dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner Edition, the only podcast that gives you real good advice from real good boys. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. Ethan, you can't just start the show after telling me that. Ethan said something before we started the show. I need to see it.
Do you want to watch it?
He pulls up the video and he's like, hey, did you see the video of Donald Trump getting enrolled in the brown scapular while YMCA plays in the background?
Here it goes. Is that a Franciscan? This is so beast. So amazing.
He now has to wear the brown scapular all the time. That's part of the rules.
But if he gets shot, now Mary will protect him.
What do you mean,
him. If? Well, yeah, that's true. They're going to keep trying.
Apparently.
Do you know how many people sent me pictures of that guy and was like, this looks like you?
That doesn't look like you. Looks like my dad, though.
A little bit. Your dad needs to be careful where he goes in Florida.
Hey, you're the guy that shot Donald Trump.
Anyway, so now that we know that our former and future president has been enrolled in the confraternity of the brown scapular, we can start to give some dating advice. Patrick, last week's Dating Corner episode was potentially the most popular one we've ever had in terms of listenership. I mean, on the Discord, hundreds of comments on last week's episode.
Is that true?
Yes. I'm not joking.
I have not been paying attention to that, but
people loved it. So I think we...
Wait, really?
Yes. I think we have an obligation to give an update of what happened to our friend and clarify some accusations that were made about his character and about maybe his proclivity towards minors.
Yes. Okay. So to clarify, we did a little digging afterwards and we found out that this girl that he's after now, girl number two, for those who are new, we should probably start from the very beginning.
Just stop right now and listen to last week's episode because it was...
Yeah, no, sorry.
It was
crazy. You have to go listen to last week's Dating Corner because this guy, he really liked this girl, these two girls at his church, and he had a bunch of questions, and the answer was just go ask her out. But then we saw that he asked a couple of questions about underage girls and how young is too young, and we were like, stop. Red flag. And I commented, I was like, if she's in high school, don't ask her out. And he was like, no, that was the other one. After we finished recording the podcast, he responded, no, that was the other one.
It's crazy.
This girl is not.
It's crazy that we can watch a story like that unfold on Reddit and you can just like jump in and change the trajectory. It's like being able to go into the TV and like tell them where to go. It's amazing.
But I said, you know, that does depend. Did you figure out the age gap? This isn't that girl. This one is my age. He said, thanks so much. I'll be sure to say something like, I said, go straight for the ask. And I told him what to say. And he said, thanks so much. I'll do it. Dude, I got her number. I actually got her number. Man, the excitement I feel is immeasurable right now. Dense Rip 3356. You're welcome. And Dense Rip, he gave a big old update. So, guys,
very long.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I got her number. I actually got a girl's number. I woke up today thankful that yesterday wasn't a dream. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, go listen to the previous episode of
He wakes up and it's the music goes da, na, 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 na,
na. Now that you guys know, last Thursday didn't go so well for me. I'll explain why today was a success. My original plan was to arrive early so I could catch her alone and strike up a conversation with her and then ask her out. I thought that if I waited until after the meeting, I'd run the risk of what happened last Thursday. However, after reading your guys' comments...
Yes, that's us. We saved it.
I decided that it wouldn't really make much sense to ask her out in the first conversation we've had since February. So I compromised, decided I would only make small talk. I arrived early, saw she was alone. Wait. Never mind. That's not our comment because he said after reading your guys'
Take
comments,
it back.
I wouldn't. Boo. She said goodbye to her friends, started walking away alone. I followed her for like 3 to 5 seconds before deciding this might be my last opportunity, so I might as well take it. I did the sign of the cross, and I called her out by name.
So heroic.
Good? Don't.
Dude, all the saints in heaven.
Quickly, but...
All the saints in heaven who got run through by spears are like, yeah, you're so brave. Loser.
Come on, man.
I mean,
it's a hard thing.
He did a hard thing, but it's not that hard. Also,
correct. Hey, don't judge the weight of someone else's cross by the weight of your own. Okay,
but my cross is the heaviest one out there, so I think I do have some standing.
I've got the iron cross, baby. I did the sign of the cross. And then...
when did you get the iron cross? What are you? You got to be clear about that stuff.
You got to be clear. I asked open-ended questions. Conversation went well. Call her out.
Purple Heart GF, Iron Cross BF. I'm going to tweet that real quick. That's funny.
I then proceeded to have another conversation with her before proceeding to start the asking out process. I told her how impressed I was when I saw she was both an altar girl and a lector, and I gave her other compliments as well. Then I told her, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'd like to get to know you better, so can I have your phone number? I made sure to say right after that, only if you want to, of course, and I don't want you to feel pressured. Two people were very instrumental in giving me advice on what to say to her, so I'd like to thank them both. Hooray! That's us.
That's us, the Crunch Podcast.
But anyways, she said yes, of course, enthusiastically, and gave me her number. We then said our goodbyes, and man, the excitement and joy I felt. Overwhelming, especially since it was my first time actually asking a girl for her number. Really? You made it look so easy.
You're a natural, buddy. It only took you
so good, man.
It only took you 14 paragraphs on Reddit to figure out what to do.
Oh, that's generous. That's generous. Maybe next time only write 2 posts about it on Reddit.
It's crazy.
I did add a little pressure by saying talk to you soon. Does this mean she thinks that does she think I'm going to ask her out today? I need help on when to schedule the date. Should I schedule it this weekend during the weekday? When do I? And he just starts asking.
He's past the point. We can't help him anymore. We've like sent him off to sea and he has to either live or drown at this point. We can't step in at this point.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I'm happy. I'm happy that he got to ask the girl out.
Me too.
If you are Dense Rip 3356, please reach out and let us know that you've heard our podcast and that you do like us, and you don't think that we're mean to you.
Do we have any other? No, I'm good. Do we have any other questions from listeners, or are we out of questions?
Oh no, we definitely. Hold on.
I want to help our community. Our community who so lovingly and faithfully writes in at bit.ly/crunchdiscord in the dating corner channel. They ask all of their questions and they do it every week so that we have at least 3 questions per week every week. And that's what they do because they love us and they care about us.
Yeah, we do have a ton of... Oh my gosh, we don't really have that many. Ben, you're slipping. All right. Oh, never mind. We have a few. All right.
Trick, my website sucks.
It does? Really? Wait, hold on. We've worked really hard on it. It took us ages and ages and ages to put it together. You're telling me that our website is bad?
Yes, we are but simple, humble parish workers. And we tried so hard, but we were so bad at it.
It's probably because I spent all my time studying theology and not digital graphic design.
It's probably because I spent all of my time browsing through WordPress plugins instead of actually making the website.
That'll do it. I have redone a parish website twice in my career. Because I was the youngest person on staff, I had to work on it. And most parish websites are clunky, poorly written, and horrible and difficult to navigate. And that's why our friend Dan at Briefcase Marketing is sponsoring our podcast to get the word out to you, parish worker, about how you guys can redo your website for a fraction of the cost of what it would cost you to get it done by like some firm that's not even Catholic. They don't even know about the church. Come on, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't just parishes. This is any Catholic company that has an old or a cluttered website, or really any company at all. If you work in a small company, if you have a website, Dan at Briefcase Marketing can help you out. This would be a really overwhelming process, Patrick, but they make it really, really simple over at Briefcase Marketing.
Yes. Most companies that you contract to write a website for you will make you write out the whole website, all of the stuff. They're just making it look pretty. They're not doing any of the content. Dan will actually write the website for you so that you don't have to worry about what's going to convert, what needs to be above the fold. What does above the fold even mean? He takes care of all of that for you.
I send him photos of myself. I say, put this one on the website. Put that one on the website. Put this one on the website. Make this one a GIF. Turn me into, make it so that I'm dancing with Trump and Elon Musk AI. And he says, no problem. No problem. I'll include it on the website. Super easy to work with. Loves putting pictures of me on the website. So if that's your bag, he's got it.
Instead of staring at a blank sheet of paper and writing all of your content, he writes everything for you. So takes care of all of that. And if your company or ministry or parish needs a better website, he has a deal that the first 3 people to fill out our form on our website will get a free rewrite of the hero section of their website. It's the top part of the homepage, the most important part of your website. So the first 3 people, even if you don't go with them, even if you don't work with them, get a free rewrite of the hero section of your website. So fill out our form at thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. Take it to a form, fill it out, and he'll rewrite the hero section for you. If you love it, he'll work with you. You're going to want to hire him immediately. He's a great guy. Check out his Google reviews. All of his Google reviews are from parish pastors or ministries he's worked with that have given him 5 stars all the way. So go check him out. That's thecrunchcast.com/briefcase.
thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. Thank you so much to Briefcase Marketing for sponsoring this episode of Putting Ethan on Your Parish Website. Do it now. Okay, goodbye.
If you would like to ask us a question, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord and then put it in the dating corner. Hey guys, hey. Godzilla. I'm back with another dating question. I, a 22-year-old female, recently, about 1 week ago, started talking to a guy, 22-year-old male, on a dating app. We've been one-on-one date and it went really well. We have a second one, but a lot of things have come up. Wait, a lot of the things that we have come up with would make more sense to carpool instead of meeting there. Okay. Thoughts on when it is acceptable to go on dates and, you know, share a car when you're not in a super public area. I don't want to get kidnapped, but I also have no reference for how I should handle the situation appropriately, as this is the first time I've tried to date a stranger from the internet. Thank you, Godzilla.
That's a great question. I don't think you should ever do something that you're not comfortable with, especially on a first date. Yep. Especially with someone you've never met before. So even though it might be quote unquote inconvenient for you to drive and him to drive, I think this is a woman. I'm assuming this is a lady asking this question.
Yes.
It might be inconvenient. I think this is also a good litmus test to see how normal this guy is. Because if you say, hey, I know we said that it might be, you know, they make more sense for us to carpool. I really just don't feel comfortable because I haven't met you yet. I'd rather just us meet there. And if he like starts freaking out about that, then it's like, okay, maybe you shouldn't go on a date with this guy, and no harm, no foul, you know, at that point. So, but if he says, oh, totally understand, I absolutely get where you're coming from, I'll meet you there at this time and I'll pay for your gas, you know, then you're like, green flag.
Wow. So, if he says he'll pay for your gas.
Yeah.
That's a classy move right there.
Right. Gentlemen,
this
pro tip,
this was asked like a month ago. So hopefully you didn't go on the date with this guy. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Next question comes from JB Baby.
The only other thing that I would think of for that question though, is if you did carpool, just make sure that you drive and then you could kidnap him just before he has the chance.
We call that the old switcheroo.
Just like walk up to the door all super creepy. And then like, hey, can you put your jacket in the trunk and open up the trunk? And it's just like rope and a shovel. And freak him out.
Two ski masks.
They're both for you. You put some liquid on a rag and you reach over real quick and he freaks out. It's like, hey, can you smell my new perfume? You start teasing him.
It's just water. Did you ever play that game that middle schoolers think is funny, but I definitely did when I was in middle school,
the
where
penis
you like
game?
Go to Home Depot? No, that one's a classic. I still play that.
Still a good game.
Still a fun game, man. I've been kicked out of 5 parishes. Anyway,
there's a reason we didn't get invited to Seek a couple years ago. No, we got to record that Seek podcast, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
We got to put that. Right. I asked for an extra week. I waffled.
So we got to do it.
I waffled. I was like, we just had a kid and we've been traveling. So I bought us some time.
No, that was more than fair. That was more than fair.
Yeah. Anyway,
so
keep going.
You're in the Home Depot. It's a game you play where you go to Home Depot and you have to buy 4 items. Mm-hmm. You don't buy them because you're in middle school. You just bring them to the checkout. Then you go, never mind. But the person who collects the 4 most suspicious items wins.
Yeah.
So what are the 4 things that you can buy at Home Depot that are like together
suspicious? Really not good. Yeah.
Individually are fine, but together are super suspicious.
For me, it's probably. I would go to that scene in Breaking Bad where Walter White goes and starts buying materials at the store, and I would get all the stuff you need to make meth, and that's what I would buy. Probably.
I don't think they sell Dayquil at.
No, it's like Dayquil. You get the phosphorus from the matchsticks, and then there's like a certain acid combination that you need to make, and then you got to get like buckets, you know. So like if you. I don't think any 4 combinations and one of them is buckets. Like, do you ever? Because a bucket is such a non-threatening object.
I do think that if you got a bucket, a funnel, and like a turkey baster and an axe, that would start to be like, hold on.
A bucket, a funnel, a turkey baster, and an axe. What's the turkey baster for?
I mean, the shower liner and an axe together are just suspicious.
Sure.
It's a little too easy.
I think if you got, if you purchased 4 axes.
just 4 axes, people would start looking at you weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you had to buy 4 suspicious things at Home Depot, what would you buy?
If I had to buy 4 suspicious things, well, rope, number one. I buy rope.
Rope, yeah.
And I would buy zip ties.
Okay.
And I would buy.
They're really not going anywhere.
Yeah. Shovel. This is what I listed out before. And the last one would probably be. Oh, I need something that's like a violent object, you know?
I know. Yeah, like a gun.
they don't sell guns at Home Depot, unfortunately.
Maybe not in your liberal state of Oklahoma.
Probably the fourth one that I would get, I'd get like a Snickers bar in the in the checkout.
No, this is what you get. You get a box.
Yeah.
A single.
A what?
A single stick.
Uh-huh.
A rope, and then like one of the kids' toys they sell at the front.
Oh, come on.
You're gonna try.
You,
like you're a cartoon cat.
Do you get to say anything to the cashier? Because it would be funny to get like trash bags and be like, do you think a kid could fit in these?
Oh, no, that's worse. That's worse than what I said.
No, because it's like if I'm allowed.
Trapped in a
I mean, it's like if I'm trying to be the most suspicious possible, then I'm just like buying trash bags and be like, I'm putting a kid in this.
This is do you think I could murder someone with this? How hard do I have to swing this to cut through bone?
Hey, would you mind just coming over here? I'm gonna zip tie you to this railing. I want to see if you can get away.
You get away from me.
Yeah.
Has anyone in here? How do you season human flesh?
They do sell seasoning at the Home Depots now, and the Lowe's.
Okay.
They have little they have like little shelves that are like man shelves where it's got like deodorant and like grilling stuff, you know, little mugs.
Yeah, in case you're out there grilling and you're like, oh, I smell awful. You pull it off the grill and you just roll on some aluminum.
Yeah, I don't want to play this game anymore. It's not as fun of a game.
I thought the box and the stick and the kid's toy was pretty funny.
The box and the stick. No matter what, the kid's toy, it'd be funny. Like if you just got like a DeWalt drill, you're just like catching contractors, you know. I need to get someone at a good rate, you know.
Oh man. Well, we're at the right place.
Yeah.
From JP, next question.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
It is Saturday. I'm about to watch some college football. I got the K-State polo on. As some of you know, my love for college football is another indication in my further swing to the right that you might have noticed on the podcast. One of the other things that's more right wing about me lately is that I really, really hate censorship. I really don't like big tech using their monopoly over the technology that we use every day, silencing people that frankly say things that are true about the Catholic Church, about Catholic social teaching. There's a lot of repression about the truth that's going on out there in big tech land. That's why our sponsor, Patmost Hosting Solutions, is one of the best sponsors we've ever had because I think they're actually doing something of value. Our website is hosted on Patmost. They are our island of refuge from big tech. That's one of the things that they say. They provide a few different things: top-notch web and app development services, hosting, AI GPU services, and they're all backed. This is the thing I really like about them: no censorship guarantee. So even if they completely disagreed with you, they would still host you. They would still put you out on the web. They would make sure you don't get deplatformed because they agree that you should be allowed to say what you want to say, right? You should not be censored because of ideological differences. I say a lot of things on this podcast that maybe would get me canceled otherwise, but Patmost, because I'm not worried about that, they always take care of me, which is really, really nice. I have my own person to talk to. I could talk to Camila anytime I have an issue or a question about what's going on with Patmost, and they never offshore or sub out any of their work. There's just no better value in tech. So if you are looking to build an app or website or host a current site, or you know someone who's looking to do any of these things, go to patmost.tech. They can help out businesses or missions. So if you're in the church world, they can help you no matter what size you are. There's no cost amount that is the minimum threshold. They want to help everybody who wants this type of service with the great value that they provide. Let's see the last thing here. Oh, I didn't include this in some of the other ads. You get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration if you tell them The Crunch sent you. That's 10% off. We need to go back and we need to update some. I'm going to say this a lot more. 10% off if you tell them that The Crunch sent you. That's patmos.tech. Patmos, freedom as a service. Go to patmos.tech, tell them The Crunch sent you. Get 10% off for your favorite mission, organization, church, or business. That's patmos.tech. They keep us free. Thank you, Patmos, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
From JB Baby, there are two girls who are near my age. Nah, there's more than that, man. You can find a few more. As a young man, I am attracted to both of them.
Huh?
And they were gone for the summer. And they came back, and something inside me told me it wasn't fine. The problem was, if I dated either of them, it'd be long distance. I'm planning on moving soon. I have two questions. A, what is a good way to break the fear that I will be okay not dating the only two Catholic girls at my age that I know? B, is it worth it when I am so far in the friend zone that I don't think I could seriously date and it will be shallow? What does JB Baby do?
Come on, man.
Friend zone isn't real, man.
Sometimes we just get these questions. It's like a big old meatball right across the plate. And I'm Miguel Cabrera. And I'm about to blast it over left field. Brother, if you like a girl, you just ask her out. You're first of all, you're assuming that if you ask a girl out, that she's going to become your girlfriend, which is just not true. She might not. You might go on three or four dates. This has happened to me. I go on three or four dates, and then it's like, this isn't really going anywhere. Or you get ghosted. That also sometimes happens.
Or sometimes you ghost.
Sometimes I've been the ghost. Ooh. Call me Casper, the way I be ghosting these women. there's a better way. There's a better way. There's a better joke there.
There's a better way.
Yeah, I'll think about that. I'll work on my ghost jokes for this upcoming Halloween.
Okay.
I don't think you need to be afraid. It sounds like you're living in fear right now, and I need you to just get out of that. There's nothing to be afraid of here. Women are not scary until you get too close. And then they are a little frightening. But at the proper distance, at a dating distance, not
they're
scary.
A little bit like bears in that regard.
Yeah?
They're only scary if you're really close.
Mm-hmm.
If you're far enough away, they can be beautiful.
Separated by glass.
Well fed.
Hibernating. Berries abundantly provided for.
Just fruits,
honey,
various fruits.
Okay, here's the real answer. Pick a girl that you like, ask her out. If it works out, date her long distance. If it doesn't work out, be glad for the experience and move on. There's really not much more to it. I feel like you're overcomplicating something. Because you're adding all of these reasons why, well, I'm in the friend zone, or it's long distance, or I'm afraid, or I like two girls at once, or they're the only girls my age. Like, you're putting all of these extra things on top of it that you don't actually need to put there. You're like Mr. Incredible trying to make it away from the computer to escape, and you keep getting hit with those big black balls that are weighing them down. That's you right now. You got to resist.
Yeah, man. I thought I referenced that scene in the hospital to the nurse. She had never seen it.
Why? What? Under what circumstance? What was the reference for? The
circumstance.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about the circumstance.
That's crazy.
you know how when babies are born, their first poops are like black?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Josie was also very gassy, and so it was coming out like the balls.
It was coming out like incredible. The balls. That's funny.
I know.
I thought for a second it was like your wife's poop, and I was like, oh, Patrick, you can't talk about that.
That's why I clarified. I was like, no, it's my infant daughter who will never hear this podcast.
Yeah, if you don't know, when kids are first born, they have this wild poop come out of them.
It's crazy.
It's like it's as black as the night sky.
Mm-hmm. It's just weird. And did you also know that if a baby is born too fast, they are too gassy? Did you know that?
My son is gassy now.
Well, I mean, it's because the contractions, they don't have enough contractions, and so there wasn't enough squeezing to squeeze out all the gas in the baby while she was being born.
Yeah.
And so Josie was born in 13 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just... She was here, and so there weren't enough contractions to squeeze out all of her gas, and so she was gassy for the first week of her life. because there was too much air in her little body.
Dude, Josie is all of us, I feel like.
I know. There's too much gas.
When I have three pretzels for dinner, I too am gassy for a week.
Bro. Real.
When
dude,
the,
I wish I had
when the
pretzels.
Cheese dip hits, it's like oh. I just went through 13-minute birth, bro. Oh.
Dude, get a PBR with those pretzels.
Oh. I haven't had beer in so long. I keep like, I was at Walmart the other day and I was like, I should get some beer. And I was like, what do you need beer for? And I'm like, I don't, but it's just nice to have, you know?
Sometimes when you're mowing the lawn, dude, or taking a hot shower.
Sometimes when you're podcasting nice with your beer. Boys, you're like, crack one over the boys, PBR, drinking, man. You don't understand.
You don't understand me.
Did we answer JB's anyway. Question?
We did. I think okay. we did. You're just good. You're good.
You're good.
Dater, go on dates. You know, the friend zone isn't real.
Yeah, it's made up. You say that you saying I'm deep in the friend zone is cope. What you are is scared. That's what you are. You're afraid that you're going to ask a girl out and she's going to say no, which is not the friend zone. That's not
the reason why women put you in the friend zone is because they go, oh, I as an attractive available woman am next to this man. And he is not behaving as a single man should when yes. he is close to an attractive single woman.
Right.
Therefore, I have written him off as a prospect.
Yes. They You're treat not, you like it, a friend it, because you it, act like a child.
Like a friend.
Like a friend.
Just don't act like a friend and you won't be in the friend zone. Be mean to them. I'm just kidding. That's not what I mean. It's
don't
like,
be mean to them.
Don't act like one lesson. Of the girls.
Yeah.
Act like a man. Put up boundaries. Don't be alone with them unless you plan on asking them out, right? Like, anyway.
Yeah, don't go get food with them every Tuesday night after daily mass. And then, like, be surprised when they get a different boyfriend, you know?
Because you haven't actually done anything.
Exactly.
You haven't actually said anything. So,
this yeah. also happened to me. I've learned so much in my life. And I just want to pass it on. The only reason I do this show every week is to pass it on. You know,
yeah, man.
You and me have been through so much. We've been through
like Disney Channel.
We've been through the equivalent of the Navy SEALs training, but for Catholic men.
Yes. My current wife, my two children would not exist had our good friend Holly, when Phoebe said, I don't know, Patrick and I are kind of just friends. I don't think he likes me like that. She went, no, he does. And that's why we're married. I was being a little bench.
You
a
were?
Bench.
You were a little scared.
I was.
Guy.
I was being a little bench.
They don't.
Well, so no, I came up with like this whole. I was like, oh, she just, you know, she's not ready to date yet. She's like just getting over a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's yeah. like not in a good place emotionally.
Yeah.
It's like there's never a good time. Just.
I'm going to. Like I would rather spend her. More time in the little Hagrid's Hut Adoration Chapel than like hang out with her.
The Adoration Chapel of Ascension looks like Hagrid's Hut. It's a replica of the Porciuncula that St. Francis built when Jesus said, rebuild my church.
Dude, okay. So one time I got up too fast and I pulled my Porciuncula. I had to go see a doctor about it.
Porciuncula do sound like a disease, though.
Porciuncula sound like an Italian girl that breaks your heart.
Would you hire a Latina nanny?
I mean, no.
Sorry, I know that sounds that sounds way out of left field for anyone who hasn't been on Twitter today.
yeah, I get, I know where you're coming from. I'm with you. No, I would not. I would not hire
a nanny.
I would hire a nanny. I'm not opposed to hiring a nanny. You know, or someone that would come and help my wife, you know, if that's something that she ever yeah. wanted and we had the resources to do it. I'm not opposed to it. But I also think that anyone that's like, I would never hire. I mean, if I was married, I would certainly be devoted to my wife, but I would never hire a super hot, sexy Latina nanny because that's just asking for it. And I'm like, what if you just simply changed your frame of mind and just did not talk about Latina women as if they were super hot, sexy people. And just like, you know what I mean? I feel like you're just,
yeah.
you're asking for it the way that you're talking about it. It's like, well, And it's not really my fault. It's just what happens when you're in those situations. Brother, no, it's not. It's you can just, believe it or not, you can just be married and then be devoted to your spouse all the time, forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's just because I'm a high testosterone man. No, it's because you lack
self-control.
Virtue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's because you're porn-addicted, addled brain.
I'm a high T man who can't control it.
Dude, high T is code for addicted to pornography.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Anyway,
busted.
We need to stop talking about Twitter and start answering dating questions.
Yeah, we need one more, and then I'm gonna go Joe Biden.
Hello, it's me from the future. Well, in this podcast, I'm from the future, but for you listening, I'm from the past. And if this ad gets used again, I'm even more in the past. But I'm not in the future for the future me that's recording a future episode that this ad is in. But what I'm gonna talk to you today about is the Consecrate America campaign. We just had the year of the 3 years of the Eucharistic Revival and the big National Eucharistic Congress. But Carmel Communications is on a mission to consecrate America to the Eucharist. You can go to consecrateamerica.com. We're hoping that we get as many people as possible to sign a petition to the U.S. bishops to consecrate America to the Eucharist. As of right now, I'm looking at the page, 137,000 people have signed. They're aiming for 250,000. You head over to consecrateamerica.com. You can join the petition. Essentially, we believe that the people who believe in the Eucharist should continue to advocate for adoration, reverence in the liturgy. I mean, we can't just stop because the Congress happened and it's over now. It feels like it's over now. We have to keep going. And one of the ways that Carmel Communications is doing this, and they are petitioning the bishops to consecrate America to the Eucharist. 50 million American Catholics have left the Catholic faith in the past 30 years. It is time to stop seeking worldly solutions to spiritual problems. If we consecrate America, then we will be placing this into God's hands. We will be seeking out a spiritual solution to a spiritual problem. So head on over to consecrateamerica.com. Sign the petition today. I'd like to thank Carmel Communications for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. Go to consecrateamerica.com. Sign the petition now. See you later.
Just engaged, and I feel like I'm self-sabotaging. Self-sabotaging is a toxic trait that I seem to have when things are going really well. I just got engaged. We were planning a short engagement. We just got fitted for our wedding bands last week. Some unresolved things have come up over the course of our relationship, are resurfacing some issues about trust, boundaries with the opposite gender, and previous experiences. I've read that the deeper in commitment you go, the more vulnerable you get, and any unresolved issues get amplified. Has this happened to anyone? Tips on how to get through this. I want to know what she means by boundaries with other members of the opposite gender. Can I read between the lines and say what
please,
I think she means?
Please.
I think her fiance is too close to other women and needs to stop.
Yes.
That's what I think is happening, or vice versa.
Or he's texting his ex.
No. It's definitely not that extreme.
Could be.
It's definitely not that extreme. Otherwise, she would have said it.
Yeah, that's true. To me, this is a communication issue. This is not something that you like solve with strategy or like tactics. This is something where you have to go to your fiance and say, hey, I know we've talked about this before. I've just noticed X, Y, and Z. I'm not mad. I just can sense that this will probably become an issue for me at some point. And these things make me uncomfortable, and I want to talk about them. And then if he's not responsive, then it's like, it's a problem, you know? Like, to me, you shouldn't get married to someone that you don't trust or have proper boundaries set with. It's like kind of what engagement is for, you know, is to really solidify like, okay, this is what it's going to be like. This is how we're going to do it. You know, this is the life that we're going to live together. And if you can't agree on that, when you're like getting your ring sized and you're getting close to the wedding day, it's like, it's kind of a big thing. It's like more important than the rings and the wedding and the reception is like, do you trust each other?
You're getting fitted for your wedding bands, but you don't know if you're fit for the wedding band. You know what I'm saying?
Rings so heavy, I can't answer the phone.
Got so many rings. I was trying to do like a tree thing. I couldn't think of it. Anyway, yeah, I think she's like, I think I'm self-sabotaging, but it sounds like they're actually something beneath the surface here.
I stack bands to the ceiling. Call me Warp Tour.
Nice. Did you come up with that?
Yeah, just now. I thought it was fun. I don't know.
Pretty good.
I like it. I remember Warped Tour.
Yeah, dude.
I had a friend who was a scene kid, you know, when he like took Facebook pictures, he'd wear skinny jeans, his point his toes inward, you know. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, just dude. Was a menace to women.
High T man.
But he would call it, he'd be like, oh, I went to Warped this weekend. He wouldn't even say the whole thing.
Yeah, they would
like,
call it
they
Warped.
They would say they would call it Warped. The people that went would be like, do you go into Warped? Sorry, I didn't know I was in the presence of a true.
Yeah, man, all the cool kids in middle school that I knew,
yeah,
they were going to Warped. And I, looking back, I'm like, wow, they let children in there.
Yeah, you must really like A Day to Remember.
You must really like marijuana and underage drinking.
I'd be surprised if high schoolers didn't like those things.
You must really like wearing long-sleeved hoodies during the summer.
You must love Rick and Morty.
It wasn't out then, but yeah.
But if it was, dude?
Dude. What? Alex Hormozy tweeted a Rick and Morty quote. Did you see that?
Wait, what the heck? That's insane to be worth $100 million and tweet
end,
a Rick and Morty quote.
At the end of the tweet, at the end of the, he's like, he made a point and then he was like, he was talking about like how people's approval. He's like, you don't need people's approval. And then he goes at the bottom of the tweet, he goes, your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer. Rick and Morty.
That's
he like quoted
so
Rick and Morty.
Funny. Oh, dude, this is hilarious. Friendly reminder. Funny? Friendly reminder, when people say mean things about you, remember they know nothing about you. When people say nice things about you, remember they also know nothing about you. Quote, your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer. Hyphen, Rick and Morty.
He doesn't even say
like Rick Sanchez, like the character in the show. He just quotes the whole show.
Rick
which
and
is,
Morty.
It's also funny to imagine Alex Hormozy coming home and sitting down with his TRT infused wife and watching watching Rick and Morty. It's just like a wild thing to me.
It's a weird, I'm picturing him sitting there with like a pillow. It's like this just absolutely jacked. It's like boo wee wee wee.
That's
in
really
the background
funny,
he's like
dude.
Man,
that actually this makes me laugh. That's hilarious that this guy that I like have been listening to for a year about how to do business is quoting Rick and Morty on X.
The juxtaposition is that Alex Hormozy is like this massive dude with just so much money, and all the people that I know that like love Rick and Morty are the opposite.
They do not care about money at all. In fact, to the point where they spend all of their money on Rick and Morty drug paraphernalia. They hit the Rick and Morty pen, you know?
Dude.
Which I'm not opposed to. I'll hit the pen. I love saying stuff like that around like strict Catholics because they don't know what to do when I say like do you want to hit the Rick and Morty pen to Bug Hall, and he just hits me, he just beats me like one of his kids. All right, we gotta end the show.
Okay, thanks everybody, that was great. thanks to all of our sponsors for sticking with us despite this episode.
Dude,
I
don't think any of our sponsors actually listen to this show. Like, they just don't know
what we
talk about. I know.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. What can you do? We got to respond to that guy that sent us an email. We got to set up a time with him.
Yeah, we sent him the prices and he didn't say no.
Right, which is great for us. Let's do that right now. Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you. We'll see you all next time.